Helen is unable to be here, as you all know, but she has adapted one of her previous sermons for today, and she has asked me to read it out to you. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I wonder what you hope for yourself and our world. What gives you hope? Perhaps you don't feel very hopeful at the moment as you look at the challenges facing our world or the challenges nearer to home in your own lives. But we all need hope. When we are without hope, we can succumb to cynicism or despair, and life ceases to have meaning. Today, we begin Advent and the beginning of the new church year. And Advent is above all a season of hope. Of course, Advent also coincides with the coming of winter and the shortening and darkening of the days. This is not a natural season of hope like spring, when we feel an instinctive joy in the new growth of the earth, the increasing light and warmth, the color and blossom, and new life. As we go through Advent, we travel deeper and deeper into winter, darkness, barrenness, and cold. Not naturally a season of hope, and some people even have seasonal depression at this time of the year, caused by the lack of light. Yet our Advent hope is a hope that persists and grows even in the face of darkness and bleakness. Each Sunday in Advent, we light a candle on our Advent ring, a symbol of light and hope, like we did today. In our reading today from the prophet Isaiah, the people of Israel are urged, "Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." As this season progresses, we celebrate the prophets looking ahead and proclaiming that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We will focus on the figure of John the Baptist, pointing ahead to Christ, the obedience of Mary as she welcomes the startling message of the angel and allows light and hope to grow in her womb. And eventually, we will rejoice that the light of Christ has come, in the wonderful words of John chapter 1, "The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." As we move through Advent, we look forward with growing anticipation and excitement to the celebration of the coming of God into our world in the baby Jesus. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is our light and our hope. But although we look forward with joy to celebrating the light of Christ at Christmas, we are also aware of the depth of darkness around us. Not just the darkness of the days and the winter season, but the darkness of our world. Our hearts and minds can be overwhelmed as we try and take in the enormity of all that is going on in our world. The malnutrition and starvation facing large numbers of people in Somalia and other parts of East Africa. The ongoing war in the Ukraine and the fearful prospect many face in that country of a severely cold winter with no heating and outbreaks of COVID for those with no immunization, in addition to ongoing shelling and violence. We think of those brave protesters risking their lives in Iran, and for all those in our world facing the increasingly devastating effects of climate change. Now, when we consider all these crises facing the world, we may feel the very opposite of hope. We may be tempted to fearful dread, cynicism, and despair. The light has come in Jesus, but our world is still very often a dark and painful place. Today, we are reminded that we live in the so-called in-between times, the time in between the first coming of Christ as a tiny baby and the second coming of Christ as Lord and King. What God has begun in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus has yet to be completed when his kingdom comes and everything is made new in him again. In our Old Testament lesson today, Isaiah looks ahead to a time when there will be justice and peace. God will judge between the nations, and they shall beat their swords in plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Many people in our world yearn in need desperately for such a day. On Advent Sunday, we particularly look ahead to that promise of Jesus coming again when things are put right and there is a new creation. Perhaps this is not something we think very much about in our Christian lives, yet we say in the Creed, week by week, we believe he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Well, we may feel peace, justice, and a new creation is one thing, but what about judgment? The prospect of judgment may not seem to be one of hope, but rather the opposite. Isn't judgment a fearful thing? Yes, in a sense, judgment is a fearful thing because it exposes what presently lays hidden. It reveals the truth. When we are finally judged, everything will be laid bare. Now, this is a daunting prospect. I don't know about you, but if I even begin to think of the attitudes and actions, thoughts and feelings that are hidden away in my heart, being openly declared and seen by all, I'm horrified. We will all have to face the truth about ourselves, and I don't think that will be all that pleasant. But yet, there is still hope and joy, because judgment is not only about truth, but also about grace. For it is Christ who is our judge, the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is where our confidence lies, not because of any trust in our own goodness, but because we already know and trust our judge. We are not judged by a severe stranger, we know him already. The Lord, who is our judge, is the same Lord who was crucified and while hanging in agony on the cross prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." As one writer puts it, we shall encounter the same person whose holiness, truth, and utter love we already know. The end of the world is no mere event, but a meeting with a person. During Advent, we look to the past, to the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah and the birth of the Christ child. We also look forward to his coming again as our Savior and Judge to herald a new world of justice and peace. The Christian faith is orientated to the future, and we are reminded of that today on Advent Sunday. But having this future hope doesn't mean we are to become preoccupied about exactly when the second coming may take place. Though plenty of people down the ages have tried to work out the year, the month, and the day, looking very foolish when the day passed and nothing happened. This is exactly what Jesus, in our gospel reading, warns his disciples not to do, telling them about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Nevertheless, even if we don't know when it might may happen, we are to keep awake. Earlier in this chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus has spoken of their need to keep alert in the midst of the turbulent events and darkness of this world, wars and rumors of wars, persecution and suffering. In the verses we've heard today, He urges them to keep awake even in the midst of the everyday life of work, eating and drinking and family life. They must not be lulled into thinking this world is all there is, but they must keep their hope alive and keep looking to Him. Likewise, in our New Testament reading, Paul urges the Romans that this is the time to wake out of sleep. Now, today, wake up. Things may seem dark, but the day is near. We are encouraged to live now in the present with an awareness of Christ's presence and to pray that His light will scatter the darkness within our own hearts and within our world. Our vision of the future is to affect how we live now. As we pray in our collect today, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light now in this mortal life. The hope we can have for ourselves and for our world is what one writer calls the Jesus hope. In Him, all things hold together, and ultimately in Him, all wrongs will be put right and all wounds healed. He holds the past, present, and the future in His hands. As we go through Advent, we look back to the foretelling of the prophets and the coming of Christ as a light into our world. And we look forward to the final coming of Christ and the renewal of all things. But we are also encouraged to meet Him now in the present, the light in the midst of the darkness around us and within us. Today is the day to listen to Him, to be alert to His presence, and to receive His love. So let us seek to make more time and space in our lives this Advent to be still and await to the Holy One in our midst. Amen.